Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
How does the help from above come? The help from above can come as a word of encouragement from God when you are discouraged. It comes sometimes like a word of encouragement. Elijah said to God in 1 Kings 19 verse 14. He said, I am the only one left. No other one is left. I've been very jealous for the God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thy altars, and slain thy prophet with the sword. And I, even I, only I am left. Seek my life to take it away. And Elijah said to God, take my life away, for I'm not better than my fathers. And the Lord said to him, go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Israel. Hear me and hear me well. Help from above can come like a word from God. He said, my son, don't be discouraged. I am with you. That can just be the whole help that you need. It appears as though you are alone. And then he shows up. He said, I am with you. When my mother passed on and I was so devastated, the Lord said to me, don't allow the one thing I have not done to make you forget all the things that I have done. It can just be a word of encouragement. And someone here, there is a time in your life that all you need is a word of encouragement. You don't need the money. You don't need the car. You don't need the house. You just need a word to say, I am with you always. That's how help from above comes. Number two, help from above can come as a promise to reassure you of God's commitment to you. It comes as a promise. It comes as a promise. Isaiah 41, 10 to 13. Please let this be your word. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Verse 11. Behold, all they that we are incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Verse 12. Thou shalt seek them, and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee, shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. 13 the last. For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Somebody say amen. Sometimes, help from above comes like a promise from God to reassure you of his commitment. Number three, help from above can come as a divine intervention. Let's read Genesis 31 verse 29. Genesis 31 verse 29. It said, number three, help from above can come as a divine intervention. A divine intervention is when God interrupts the activities of man in order to stop the dangerous outcome, or when God interrupts the activities of Satan in order to thwart his purpose. That is divine intervention. Genesis 31 and verse 29. Someone here, you will experience divine intervention. It was Laban who was running after Jacob. And when he got to Jacob, he said to Jacob, it was in the power of my hand to do you evil. But the God of your father spake unto me yesterday night, saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. That's divine intervention. See, if God does not intervene, there are people who want to do you wickedness, and they have the power to do you. If a father is the enemy of his son, how do you help that son? If the mother that is breastfeeding a child is actually the mother that wants that child dead, how do you help that kind of a child? How on earth do you help that child? There's no way you can escape If your landlord is the person that says no tenant can succeed, and you are living in this compound, if God does not help you, there's no way you succeed. Because you have already entered this trap. You have already entered. So, there are people that only God needs to intervene. And put your right hand up, let me pray for you. Anyone under the sound of my voice that is already in the super, in the pot of your enemies, receive divine intervention. Receive divine intervention. Receive divine intervention. Sir, let me tell you, that if you enter the hands of your brothers, like the Joseph brothers, and they have decided to kill you, it can only take God. You are in the hand of 10 adult men who have decided they will kill you. What do you do? You have walked yourself into the hand, and there are many persons that have walked themselves into the trap. They kept it for you, you took it. They kept the poison for you, you have already taken. They dropped it on the ground. You have already stepped on it. Because there was no way. There was no way. You would not have stepped on it. You need divine intervention. Laban was running after Jacob. Running after. And God knew that there was no way Laban would not get to Jacob. Because Jacob was stricken with 12 children. And God showed up. He said, if I had a mind to, I could destroy you right now. But the God of your father spoke to me last night. Be careful what you do to Jacob. Whether good or bad. That's what I call divine intervention. Father, today, appear in somebody's office on my behalf. Show up in somebody's bedroom on my behalf. Show up in somebody's house on my behalf. That is divine intervention. God showing up. What if it is your best friend? Samson could not escape it because it was Delilah that was paid to take his life. He couldn't escape it. Somebody received divine intervention. The Bible says Peter was kept in between four quaternions of soldiers. Peter, one man, kept him between four quaternions. One quaternion of soldier is four. Four soldiers. So Peter had four quaternions, 16 soldiers. Four here, four here, four here, four there. How on earth will Peter escape? Peter, you are going to die. There is no way. If you lose sight from this four, the other four, they are there. If you lose sight from this four, the other four, they are there. But the church prayed, and the Bible said, God sent his angel. No matter how trained a soldier is, there comes a time in the life of a soldier that has closed his eyes to sleep. That 1 minute of sleep is enough for God to bring your freedom. 1 minute. No matter how trained a soldier is, there comes a time that he sleeps, because every soldier is a human being. And the Bible said God sent his angel. And the angel entered the guard room without knocking, without shaking anybody. As soon as he entered, the soldiers were there. The 16 of them. And the angel went and tapped Peter in the midst of 16 people. Peter stood. And the Bible said as soon as he stood, the chain from his hand broke. The chain from his leg broke. And the angel said, Peter, put on your clothes. In the midst of 16 soldiers, Peter had time to put on his clothes. Somebody said, I will enjoy divine intervention. In the midst of 16 soldiers, he had time to put on his clothes. And Peter put on his clothes, and the angel said, follow me. Oh, I could see Peter cross over the first soldier. He crossed over the second one. Soldiers, what are you doing? You were not strained to sleep like this. But when God wants to intervene, he makes a mighty man becomes weaker. When God wants to intervene, he makes a brilliant man become foolish. The Bible said, when David knew that Ahithophel was in agreement with Absalom, David said to his household, we are finished. David carried all these things. He said to his wife and children, let us run, because Ahithophel has agreed with my enemies to fight me. And I know Ahithophel. The wisdom of Ahithophel is like the wisdom of God. So David was on his way running. But when he knew that this run, his two legs cannot carry him anymore, David knelt down and said, God, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. On the counsel of Ahithophel. Because if I depend on my legs will not serve me. On the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness, and from that time a divinity went into work, and the counsel of Ahithophel was turned into foolishness. Let me pray for someone here. You can't help yourself. Your legs can't help you. Your job can't help you. Your money cannot help you. Receive divine intervention. If it is the closest person to you that has been paid to poison you, it is only God that can help you. If the enemy has succeeded to make your closest friend your enemy, if they have succeeded to get your wife on their side, if they have succeeded to get your husband on their side, who then can help you? But I know a God who is closer to us than a brother. There is a friend that sticketh closer to us than a brother. Peter, cross over the four. Cross over another four. Cross over another four. Cross over another four. And suddenly he went to the iron gate. And the Bible said the gate opened on its own accord. And Peter passed. They went to the second one. It opened on its own accord. And Peter passed. And went to the last biggest gate. The gate opened and Peter passed. And the angel said, you can go home now. And Peter knew that it was no longer a dream. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Judah, it was like a dream. Somebody shout, I receive it. Finally, divine help from above can come as a miracle to settle a long-standing challenge. Genesis 21, verse 15 to 19. When God wants to do a man favor, he will always have somebody's voice he will hear. And my prayer for you is that when your own voice can no longer be heard, let there be a voice that God can hear. God, if you will not hear me, please hear my pastor on my behalf. Let everybody's cry not come to a deaf ears. And God heard the voice of the boy. And the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, what heareth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. A miracle. Verse 18. Arise, lift up the boy, hold him in your hand, for I will make him a great nation. Verse 19, the last. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the boy to drink. A miracle that will settle a long-standing issue. How many of you want that miracle? It is time for it. Wherever you are, you want to surrender your life to Jesus, make a decision in your standing position and say, Lord Jesus, I'm coming to you. You need a miracle? It is time. Jacob was on his own, but he went to Laban in the night and spoke to Laban, and Jacob had the end product miracle. Arise and intervene for these ones. Whether for their lives, for their career, for their finances, for their businesses, for their ministries, for their calling, for their health. Arise and intervene, O Lord. Arise and intervene, O Lord. Arise and intervene. Arise and intervene. Interrupt Satan from today. Interrupt Satan on their behalf in the name of Jesus. Everywhere the enemy has pushed you and pushed you almost to the end of the world, receive a divine intervention in the name of Jesus. Let God arise and let all his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and let all his enemies be scattered. Somebody help me shout, arise, O Lord.
Arise, O Lord.
Shout it again. Arise, O Lord.
Arise, O Lord.
For the last time, shout it. Arise, O Lord.
Arise, O Lord.
Receive that intervention.
Amen.
You will see that God has intervened.
Yes.
You will know that God has intervened.
Amen.
Receive it.
Amen.
In Jesus' matchless name we pray.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church. located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Rumomasi, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows. Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. counseling. Wednesday, 6 p.m. School of Wisdom. Friday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting. Sunday, 8 a.m. lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.